assuming, Chairman, that Babcock and Brown is voting its 121 million shares in favour of a remuneration report and the almost 150 million in fees they took out over the past year. Is that correct, Peter? You're voting in favour of this system?
Well, I just said that the board is recommending a vote in favour of the remuneration report.
The board, I'm just asking the Babcock representative on the board. I'm assuming Babcock's voting in favour of resolution.
To be honest, I don't know the answer because I'm here in capacity as director of BBI, and the shareholding is dealt with by someone else within Babcock and Brown.
All right. And there's no accounting in the report as to how many shares in BBI either Jeff or Jonathan own. I'm curious as to why Jeff got a short-term bonus of $412,000 and Jonathan got a short-term bonus of $350,000. They were paid $1.5 and $1.2 million respectively in a year when we all went backwards massively to the tune of $3 billion. So do they own any shares in BBI, and what was the basis of those bonus payments?
Okay, well, just let me just make one point for you, and I'll let them, they can respond to your question. As I said, this is something of a piece of history, this report, because it relates to a remuneration regime, if you like, which has now been superseded. It also relates to a remuneration regime that revolves around B&B's reporting year. So it relates to calendar year 2007. And I might also say that whilst there was some component of the incentive for key management personnel, which was based around BBI performance for part of this period. In previous times, of course, under the management model that had been adopted in 2005, reference was only made and incentive only paid in respect of B&B securities, which is an issue which the independent directors took up with B&B about 18 months ago. Or a bit longer ago than that, saying how inappropriate it was. So this represents a move from the earlier position. Jeff, Jono, there's a question asked. If you want to please respond.
Well, for me personally, I hold 137,000 shares. And by disclosures that are made at 30 June on page 173 of the annual report, and at that point I owned 574,298 shares.
Okay. And finally, I agree it's a historical document, and I think history should show that it was voted down from the floor. Clearly, it's ridiculous that so much has been taken out, and I urge all shareholders to vote down the remuneration report to send a message that we don't like seeing a system where 100 million plus hoofs out the door and we all lose our shirts.
Okay. All right. Is there any other questions